We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now we're continuing on the subject of the kingdom of God. I want us to go to Mark, the fourth chapter. I want us to read from verse 30, where Jesus is speaking, and he makes this statement. He said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, and with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, it is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." Now, here Jesus has just, in the preceding verses, we've already covered this in some of the other sessions, but let me remind you of it. Jesus said, "So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. And he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. For he says, the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself." Now, to refresh our memory, you find that there is the parable of the sower in that chapter, and it's the preceding verses of that. And actually, what he's showing to us is how the kingdom of God works. Now, the sower, he said, soweth the word. Now, that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about sowing seeds in the kingdom. We're talking about sowing the incorruptible seed in the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom dwells within the heart. What the Bible calls the heart, or we could call it the spirit, that's where the kingdom of God dwells. Jesus said to the disciples, "Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." It's not coming with observation. He said, you won't say, "Lo here, lo there," but he said, "Behold," or "Look." Pay attention. The kingdom of God is within you. That's where the kingdom will appear. And then he proceeds to tell them how the kingdom works. Now, God said to Noah, when he came out of the ark, in Genesis, the 8th chapter, he said, "As long as the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and harvest, day and night, cold and heat, summer and winter, and it shall never cease." Now, I want us to get that and get what he's saying and then follow in the scriptures just by remembering the things in the scriptures that talk about seeds, how that God has stretched a line all the way through the Bible, from the Old Testament through the New Testament and all, that God's method in this earth is seed time and harvest. It's seed time and harvest. That's the way it works. You may not like the way it works. You might wish it didn't work that way. But that's the way it works. You sow a seed and you reap a harvest. You have a financial need. The way to get that need met is to give of what you have. Give out of your need. Sow it into a ministry or give it to your neighbor or to someone that has a need. And, of course, you don't have to give as much as you expect to receive back because it's multiplied. The Apostle Paul said, "God furnishes seed for the sower and multiplies your seed sown." Now, how many of you know that God has a hard time multiplying seed in a sack? Any farmer knows that if he has seed, keeps them in the barn, they're not going to multiply. I don't care how much he prays. I don't care how much he fasts and all the religious things that he does. He could even play bingo and it's still not going to work. He's going to have to plant the seed. So God's method is seed time and harvest. That's the way it works. It works that way in everything. If you need some time, if you just seem like you don't ever have any time, give God some time. Give some time to someone else. And what's God multiplied? Seed time and harvest. What I call the law of Genesis is found in Genesis, the first chapter, where I think it's verse 11 and 12, where he says, "I've given you every seed, every herb and grass yielding seed after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." In other words, he said, everything produces after its kind. And the seed is in itself. The orange tree has an orange that has a seed in it. And that seed will produce exactly the same type of tree with the same type of fruit. The seed is in itself. It will reduplicate itself in kind. Now, when you go to studying the law of Genesis and what God talks about and what Jesus talked about here of the kingdom, you find that everything does produce after its kind. Here he tells you that the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. It is less than all of the other seeds in the earth. Now remember, the earth he's referring to is the heart. But he said, when it is sown, it groweth up. Now see, sometimes people say, well, I just don't understand how in the world that I could confess the word of God, the promise of God, concerning healing or concerning finances, how in the world I could confess that and speak it into my heart and it would supply my need. Well, you see, Jesus said you'd go to bed and get up and it'd produce and you wouldn't know how. It's just the way it works. You may not always understand how it works, but I can tell you generally the way it works. It works like seed time and harvest. You plant a seed and it'll germinate. And it'll begin to produce. And within you, it'll produce a desire or a direction within you and lead you in the direction that'll cause the manifestation of that in your life. It may be a better job. It may be a different job that you would like to have. You find the Word of God. Do what the Word of God says. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. Begin to speak it. Begin to declare it. You plant the seed. The Apostle Paul says it's in your mouth first, then in your heart. That's the way you plant the seed. And it's less than all the other seeds that's in there when you start. But it grows up. It doesn't stay small. Now, if you remember something that Jesus said, I thought I had it wrote down here, but I don't see it. On one occasion, Jesus makes this statement. He says, except you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you shall in no wise enter therein. Now, see, we've thought about that in a lot of different ways, but if you'll stop and meditate on that a little bit and get a revelation of what Jesus is saying, how do you receive, how does a mother receive a little child? It starts by a seed inside her, and it grows inside her. And he says, if you don't receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you'll no wise enter therein. In other words, there's a lot of people wanting to start with something full grown. It just doesn't work that way. You start with a seed. The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. It's less than all the seeds when it's sown. You may have all kinds of seeds in your heart, but if you sow the word of God, it's strong, it's powerful, it'll reduplicate itself after its kind. Faith-filled words will produce faith. Fear-filled words will produce fear. God's word is filled with faith. The devil's words is filled with fear. So if we speak God's word after him, it produces after its kind. Have you noticed that everything on earth produces after its kind? Even to words and faith. You speak faith, it'll get faith in you. You speak fear, it'll transmit that fear to someone else. See, everything produces after its kind. You give love and it'll produce love. The seed is in itself. You get in strife and it'll produce strife. The seed is in itself. Can you see that? Now that's the way it works. It works that way in everything. Regardless of what you're talking about, it's the law of seed time and harvest. So the kingdom of God, he said, it's like a man that casts seed into the ground. As if a man casts seed into the ground, he should sleep and rise night and day, and his spring grow up, and he knoweth not how. The earth will bring forth fruit of itself. That's the way the heart of man or the spirit of man is designed to do, is to receive the word of God and to produce exactly what was planted in it. Now, sometimes people get the idea that, well, you know, I just say a lot of things, you know, but I don't really mean it, and, you know, I just kind of said it jokingly. But did you know you can destroy your faith and plant wrong seeds even joking? You know, we say a lot of things sometimes that we don't mean. But we should believe what we say will come to pass. Now, it's not a matter of praying to God to get the harvest changed. It's a matter of changing the seed we've been sowing. You know, if you just check up on the things that are coming out of your spirit and the things that the way you're being led. Now, I know one time I was led to do a certain thing and got into a certain business deal. And I just knew God led me. My spirit led me there, but it wasn't God. Because of the words I spoke out of my mouth. See, I spoke words that deceived my heart and led me into that business deal. And I felt God led me there. But it was because of the words I spoke. The seed I planted led me there, and it turned out to be bad news, man. And then I thought God did it to me. It wasn't God at all. I deceived my own heart. It was the seed I planted. God didn't have a thing to do with it. It was the law of seed time and harvest. So if you don't like the harvest you're reaping, just check up on the seed you're sowing, and you'll find out where the problem came from. Can you see that?
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. Now, this week our offer is a video offer number 7859. It's a single DVD for $20 plus $4 postage and handling, total of $24. It's entitled The Will and Principle of the Kingdom. I believe this video will give you insight into the will of the kingdom and how to operate in the principles of the kingdom. Did you know that the scripture says, Jesus said to the disciples, he said, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And then Jesus taught concerning the kingdom of God. Now, the principles of the kingdom is how to operate in the kingdom of God. When you study what Jesus taught concerning the kingdom of God and the operation, the principles and the laws of the kingdom, see, there are certain laws that govern the kingdom of God. In the world, people say, well, seeing is believing. But in the kingdom of God, believing is seeing. You must believe it before you can see it. God told Abram, said, "I'm going to give you everything you can see." That was a literal land, of course. But you see, our promised land today are the promises of the new covenant. And if you can see it, get an image of that in you, then you can operate in it and you can be fulfilled in your life. You can make a demand on the provisions of the kingdom. Now, in Matthew's gospel, the 13th chapter, Jesus said, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, then cometh the wicked one," or Satan, "immediately to take away the word out of their heart." Well, that's Mark's gospel. Mark records it that way. But Jesus, in Matthew, the 13th chapter, says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not." Makes a difference when you understand it. Satan can't steal it if you understand it. When you understand that, you'll be able to make a demand on the provisions of God. You're not demanding of God. He's already given these things. You're making a demand on the provision, much the same as you make a demand on your bank account by writing a check. You have to make a demand on God's provision through the principles of the kingdom, and you call for them, and they come. That's offer number 7859 for a total of $24. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.